One of the most common surgical procedures when it comes to sight loss is cataract surgery, and there are new standards being looked at in Scotland all around the whole journey. So diagnosis, procedures, aftercare, etc. And your feedback is needed. We've got Gillian Hallard from RNIB to tell us a little bit more about this. Gillian, this is a new standard. So, a lot of looking at the detail here, you're looking for people to get involved. What's the background to it?
We've been working with Healthcare Improvement Scotland, who are responsible for developing the new standards for cataract surgery in Scotland. These standards are going to be published on the 26th of July, and they'll be open for a period of 6 weeks consultation. And the main areas that we've looked at in the standards are leadership and governance, staff education and training, information and support, referral from primary care sources, theatre planning and theatre facilities, pre-op assessment, surgery, recovery and discharge, and post-operative care.
So they're obviously interested in improving that journey. What was the catalyst for this?
I believe that they're looking to improve the standards in general because there were various differences across the country where some surgeries might be performing more than others. But really, I think it's just an updating of the cataract surgery in general because they are looking at everything, as I explained earlier. It's been delivered in partnership with professionals, people who use the services, members of the third sector, and they've involved a whole host of people across Scotland, different organisations, different parts of the NHS, and obviously the patient engagement, which has been critical for this.
And when we look at this, I suppose the diagnosis coming in there, encouraging people to get their eyes checked more regularly as well is part of that. Accessible information, that kind of jumps out as well. We talk a lot about information not being accessible formats, I suppose, around medicines and treatments as well as the
Yes.
procedure itself. So this is really wide.
Absolutely. To be honest, my main focus within these meetings, I've attended many, many meetings, and my main focus has been around information and support because we know that many people don't get their information in their required format. And it's critical, especially as you mentioned, when people are being discharged and there might be medications, that that information around the medications, the dosage, the amount of times they take the medications, it's critical that that's given in the correct format or a format that's suitable for the person that needs it.
As you say, there's professionals in here, the third sector is involved as well, but it is that sort of public engagement that we're looking to get people involved in here. So what kind of people are you looking to hear from?
I'm hoping that anybody living in Scotland who have had cataracts in the past or may have cataracts now would like to get involved and to hear their voice being heard. We had patient engagement in the early stages of developing these new standards, and that was crucial to the development of them. And the voices were listened to in the room by the healthcare professionals, by Healthcare Improvement Scotland. It really is critical that people come and they give their lived experience. It's far more powerful hearing from people who've actually been through the process or hearing their concerns about the process.
In terms of taking part then, so what would be involved and how do people give that evidence or their stories, if you like?
It's quite straightforward. What we're looking to do is, if we have enough take-up from people in Scotland, we will host a standalone session, which Healthcare Improvement Scotland, they will lead the session, they will facilitate it. However, if we don't have enough people for the room, then it will be remotely done via Teams, which is one of the preferred options for Healthcare Improvement Scotland. The advantage of that is it would allow people from anywhere in Scotland, far and wide, to take part because I'm personally quite interested, as are Healthcare Improvement Scotland, in hearing about the voices of people who live in remote and rural areas because obviously they have a travelling constraint that's built into their surgery. You've got people coming from the islands that maybe have to come onto the mainland for their surgery. So we're really keen to hear from everybody, as many people as possible. It would be one meeting. The meeting would last about an hour, and it just gives people the time, to voice their concerns, have a look at the standards, and give their feedback on them.
And of course, although this is over Teams, people can join this by telephone as well. So it's very, very flexible. And as you say, the possibility of some face-to-face meetings as well. Is there a deadline for this?
So we're looking to have these meetings potentially in August. Now, I don't have a definite date because that will depend on people's availability, but I'm open to any time in August, as are the people who are leading this project. So we will fit round, the needs because I appreciate we're coming into holiday season in Scotland.
So this feedback is going to obviously help really cement the detail in the standards as well. After that information is gathered, do you have any idea when there will be a final standard, if you like?
So the project should be completed by the end of 2023. I will update on that following the engagement meetings that we're hoping to hold. But it looks like the standards will be ready for the end of this year.
And if people would like to take part, Gillian, how can they get in touch?
People can either email direct into RNIB Scotland, rnibscotland@rnib.org.uk, or people can also telephone into our helpline 0303 123 9999. And all you have to do is give your name, your contact details, and the best time to contact you yourself. Those messages will then be passed on to me and I will make contact with the people.
And we will be back in touch with Gillian near the end of the year as well to find out how all that's going. But in the meantime, do have your say. Gillian, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.